That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. After Miss Hartford received her first reply from the matrimonial bureau, she became quite angry. She suspected that it was Lum and Abner who had sent her name into the bureau, but they successfully threw her off the track. However, she was determined to find out who it was, and yesterday the old fellows learned that she had mailed a letter, but they don't know to whom it was sent. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, fine quality, friends, is something all of us like to get whenever we buy something. And that's just what you get when you buy Alka-Seltzer made by the Miles Laboratories. You see, Miles Prestige is built on over 60 years of quality. And that's why when you overdo by keeping your regular hours or take too much exercise, you can call on Alka-Seltzer with confidence. Overdoing, you know, can lead to stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dreary headache. But when you have Alka-Seltzer on hand, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist and get a package of Real Relief Alka-Seltzer tablets. Don't delay. Get it today. Get Alka-Seltzer made by the Miles Laboratories. Your assurance of the best is Miles Prestige, built on over 60 years of quality. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot-'em-Down store trying to help Cedric prepare for a test to determine his eligibility for the football team.
No, now, wait a minute now, Cedric. Let's try it one more time.
Yes, Mom.
We're playing with them pliers there now. Pay attention.
Pinched my finger there. It's kind of fun putting them up on my nose there.
Yeah, well, just cut that out now. Concentrate, Cedric. That's what you got to do. Now, come on. Let's try it one more time.
Well, my head's getting tired, though.
Huh? You got to learn this stuff if you expect to pass that test they're going to give you.
Yeah, I had to work pretty hard to get Miss Emily to tell me I could have a special test.
Yeah, well, now you've got to work hard and learn it, Cedric.
Yeah, I had to talk her into that for you.
Why, sure.
If you don't pass it, you won't be legible to play in that championship football game with Cherry Hill.
No, sir, you sure won't. Now, here's the problem again, now, Cedric. Look up here now. Look down at your feet. If a man can do twice as much work as a boy, and a boy can dig a 10-foot ditch in 8 hours, how long will it take the man to dig the same ditch? All right, Cedric. How long will it take the man?
Well, I still don't see why the man's bothering with it at all when the kid's done digging.
I told you that ain't the idea, Cedric.
Well, I don't believe you can do that no way. Did it cave in? Is that why he has to dig it all over again?
No, it never caved in.
Wait a minute. Let me try it once.
I wish you would.
Now, look, Cedric. We know it taking the boy 8 hours to dig that ditch, don't we?
Yes, Mom.
And we know the man can work twice as fast as the boy. Now then, if this man's going to dig the same size ditch as the boy dug, how long will it take him?
Well, now that all depends.
Depends on what, Cedric?
On how long it takes him to get it done.
Huh?
Some fellers takes longer than others.
Oh.
Now you take old man Whitaker, I bound you'd take him 2 weeks. Claims he's got a sore back. That's why it takes him so long to do anything.
Well, this ain't old man Whitaker we're talking about.
Well, who is it then?
We don't know.
Well, how do you expect me to give you the right answer then? You find out who's going to dig it, and I'll get a watch, and I'll time him. Then I'll tell you.
Oh, mate, look, Cedric, you still don't get the idea. We'll go over it one more time now. Come on.
Well, I can't stay no longer. I got to get on over to the school for football.
Well, here, wait a minute. Come back here, Cedric. Ain't no sense you practicing your football lesson unless you get legible in your school work.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow. If I hear of anybody aiming on digging a ditch, I'll let you know. So long.
Yeah, so long. That boy, he never in the world will be able to pass that test on.
He sure don't look like it, does he?
No, he had something there, though, about that who wasn't doing the digging, I believe.
It'd be a shame if he don't get to play in that game, though.
Yeah.
Where he's been winning all them games for the Pine Ridge Possums, and now they're going to have to lose a championship game with Cherry Hill.
Oh, I'd like to see if he meant the worst way. Couldn't you go over and tell Miss Emmeline? Yeah. I'm a Dick Huddleston. Couldn't you tell Miss Emmeline to make that an extra easy test for him?
Well, I did tell her that. But I don't believe you can make a test easy enough for Cedric to pass. There just ain't no questions that simple.
No, maybe not. Well, howdy, Dick.
Yeah, come on in, Dick. Sit down.
I can't stay long.
How's business over your way?
Oh, pretty good. I just brought some mail over here. Is Miss Hartford here?
No, she ain't. I think she went down to the lunchroom for a bite to eat.
Oh. Well, she mailed a letter yesterday, and...
Yeah, I know she did.
She marked it air mail, but she didn't put quite enough postage on it, so I brought it back over here.
What? You mean you got it there?
Yeah, I thought I might catch her and get
it. Well, here, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, give us a letter. We'll take care of that, sure.
Yeah, proud to help her out.
Well, it takes just 2 cents more. If you've got that handy, well, I can just put it right on there.
Well, we'll bring it over a little later. One of us has got to go over there anyway.
No, well, all right. Here's a couple other letters that's in the mail this one, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later, fellas. So long.
Yeah, so long, Dick. Much obliged.
Not at all, Let me see that letter on.
Well, wait a minute. Let me look at it.
Well, open it up.
Well, we can't open it up.
Huh?
Just want to see who it's addressed to.
Oh.
If she's wrote to some fella, we're a success. If she's wrote to the matrimonial bureau, then we're in trouble.
Who's it to?
We're in trouble.
Matrimonial bureau, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
That means she's asking who sent her name in to her.
Sure.
Then she'll find out it's us. Then blame it anyhow. There goes our whole scheme.
Well, this ain't going to be a safe place to be when she finds out that's us. I can tell you that without even thinking about it.
Yeah, something like this might happen.
Oh, I know.
Looks like we're going to be stuck with her as our general manager for the rest of our lives.
Her contract just runs for 6 months.
Well, the way things have been going, that's more likely going to be the rest of our lives.
You know, Lum, what if that letter never did get to the matrimonial bureau?
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, what if I was to take it across the street to mail it again and I might accidentally lose it? You know how I lose things, Mom.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'm terrible. Can't keep a hold of nothing. Lose my head if it weren't fastened on, I know.
You know, I don't believe we better do that to Edna. After all, it is again the law, sort of.
It can burn up.
Huh?
Might accidentally get thrown in the fire, get burned up. I've heard of that happening lots of times.
No, Edna, you've got to stop having such thoughts. You've got to think of some legal way to destroy it. I mean, what do I mean?
Yeah, while you're trying to figure out that, well, I'll look at these other letters here. Leastways, we've got a right to do that, I know.
Yeah. I have to mail her letter again. There's no way to get around that. But if things is sort of
hit. Oh, my goodness, look what I did here, Lum.
What's the trouble now?
I never looked at this envelope before I opened it. It's addressed to Miss Hartford.
Oh, for goodness sake, you clumsy idiot.
Well, might as well read it. I'm just done opening it.
No, we can't do that, Edna. Who's it from?
Just a minute. Let me look at it here.
I mean, can't you tell by the end of it?
It never said. I'll tell you in just a minute, huh? For the land's sake, this is from the matrimonial bureau.
It is?
Yeah, look at it.
Reckon what they have to say.
Must be telling us some more of them prospective husbands. Here's some pictures of fellas in here, too.
Let me see.
Look, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Tells all about these fellas here. Listen to this, Mom. Number 69K47. 42-year-old. Let me look at that picture. That fella ain't no 42. I bound to he ain't over 21.
Yeah, that's the way them fellas do. They always send in a young picture of themselves. Think it makes a better impression, I reckon. What else does it say about it?
42-year-old, brown hair, hazel eyes, plumber, own 5-room house, main interest, band music, radio quiz program. Hobbies, wood carving, string saving.
Hmm.
Sounds like an interesting thing.
I'd love to know him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe Miss Hartford would go for his type, though. Who else they got on there?
Number 895W2L. Handsome middle-aged bachelor.
That sounds better.
Soft black wavy hair, clear blue eyes, firm mouth, breaks into engaging smile. Complete with mustache. Leading businessman and romantic citizen. Rich and smart.
Just a minute, let me see that, Ed.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to look this picture. He must be quite a fella.
I have that, Abner.
Oh, that picture looks familiar.
Abner, give it here.
Now, just a minute. Hey, this is you, Lon. Look at that. This is that picture you had taken about 25 years ago.
I know it.
How in the world did this get in here? Wait a minute. Have you been writing to this matrimonial bureau yourself, Lon?
Just give me the letter, Abner.
When did you do this? Last week?
No. I wrote to him, let's see, I believe it was about 1934.
Oh.
I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was slow.
It's the first reply I've ever had from him. I don't understand it, neither. A handsome, legible bachelor like me.
Well, judging from this picture, they more than likely thought you was too young to get married. See, what else it says about you?
Abner, give me that.
Main interest. Yeah. High financing, yachting, polo ponies, opera singing, book writing.
Abner.
Hobbies, painting, African wild game hunting, going over Niagara Falls in a thin barrel.
Seems to be so interesting.
How do you do, Miss Harper?
May I remind you that this is a business establishment we're running here. It is not the reading room at the public library.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your reading there?
Why, it's just a letter that come from up north.
Yeah, some folks we know in Alaska. Some igloos.
Oh, well, I won't bother to explain that.
Mom.
By the way, did I get any mail?
Did she get any mail on?
Oh, mail?
Did
you stop over at the post office, Miss Hartford?
No, I didn't. Well, there probably wouldn't be anything. Yep. As soon as I hang up my hat and coat, there's some things I want to discuss with you. New plans for the store.
Yes, Mom. Edna, hurry up. I'll see you back in the feeding room. Get you out of that letter.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
Oh, I don't care. Put it in the coffee grinder there and hurry.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good place for it right there.
What a gnarly escape we had. She ever sees that letter with my picture in it.
Oh, my hat right out there. She can't see it.
Now, one of the first things I think we ought to do to increase business.
Just a minute, Miss Hartford. What are you doing with that screwdriver and that hammer there?
I'm going to take this coffee grinder apart and fix it.
Ma, hasn't looked right for a week.
Wait a minute. Abner, where are you going?
I've got some important business to take care of.
Now, wait just a minute, both of you. Just a minute. You're going to sit right here while I fix this coffee grinder.
Well, it looks as though Lum is going to get involved in his little plot to get Miss Hartford involved. And where will it end? Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Has it ever occurred to you folks that when you feel all out of sorts during the day, it may be you didn't sleep well the night before? It's those restless, wakeful nights, generally brought on by nervous tension, that can make you jittery and cranky. Now, I wonder, have you tried Miles Nervine when you can't sleep? For more than 60 years, Miles Nervine has been helping the nervous, jittery, and wakeful. It's a mild but effective sedative. It tends to replace that tight, nervous feeling with a sense of calm and relaxation. Your druggist has Miles Nervine in liquid and effervescent tablets. The tablets come in 35 and 75 cent sizes, the liquid at 25 cents and $1. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, when you have one of those restless, wakeful nights, be sure to try Miles Nervine. Yes, for a good sleep tonight and a better day tomorrow, it's Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.